man walks down the street, he says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot at redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away in my well-lit door. Just a beer melon, beer melon. Get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you can call me. Thank you.
OMG, it's Friday, and that was OMD. A big hello to you, wherever you are in the world. Whatever you're doing, hey, we've got there. We've got to the end of the week. My goodness gracious me. Right, 2 hours of great music coming your way with me, George Aaron. I'm sitting in the hot seat one more time, and it's the last show before Santa Claus comes. Of course, Monday, Christmas Day, so we don't go on air over the weekend. So the next time we'll be back, of course, will be Christmas Day. For our Christmas Day special. Yeah, you got to tune in for that one. That's going to be brilliant. Right, anyway, for now, never mind Christmas Day, never mind Christmas Eve. For now, just kick off your boots, kick off your shoes, get away that stress from, you know, all the Christmas shopping and stuff. Just sit back, settle down, have a cup of tea, a latte, a coffee, or whatever else. And, well, let's just enjoy 2 hours of great music. I'm going to dedicate this one straight away to Lord Delderfield. He loves this particular tune. It's Friday's song. It is, of course, Friday, and Aloha Friday.
Here is where I sit all cloudy and blitz with the Primo bottles lying everywhere. Got a guitar in my hand and a Wesson oil can under my ukulele for a chair. It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday. It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday. Cousins all here, drinking up my beer. Got jiggies running everywhere. Got some pokey on the side while mama's trying to hide the Miller and the Heineken beer. It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday. It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
Okay. No, when you want to get away, I mean, one thing about Friday, man, the working week is over. And frankly, I feel good, man. I work hard all week long. I can't wait to get away. You know, down like the beach, I'm cruising this weekend. Yeah, get one hot concert too, man. That's the most important thing. But being thing too is to get enough money for gas and to go out to the disco. I like to see all them beautiful chicks. Yeah. So I'm going to just kind of cruise. protecting my Bank of America. Otherwise, how can I get money? Right? Plus, then my friends always say, hey, brother, you can buy me one drink, man.
Kimbo and the crew sucking up the brew. Polejo meat smoking on the side. All the surfers are dropping while the high schools are popping down Kalakaua for a ride. It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday. It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday. It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday. It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
It's the show that everyone's talking about.
I like it because the music is just great. It's lots of chat and lots of gossip and lots of interaction, all of it.
I think they're very good.
From the depths of downtown County Durham, it's The Daily Drop with George Herron.
But that was, of course, Lulu, and you're listening to me, George Herron. It is The Daily Drop, and it's Friday. It's 22nd of December, so only a couple of more days before, well, the big fella with the wibbly-wobbly belly and the big beard comes down your chimney. Of course, in the local area, just not far from us, we've got the North Pole Express. The Santa Express is still running at Tanfield Railway. Tickets are still available, apparently, if you want to get a last-minute booking. There have been some cancellations, so best get in touch with Tanfield Railway if you want to take your kids and experience, well, the North Pole Express. I was down there myself on Thursday, and I tell you what, they're doing really, really well. All the kids get a present, of course, and they get to see Santa Claus as well as a train ride all the way from wherever they live to the North Pole. It's great. It's brilliant. Coming up, we're going to be talking about some of the Christmas movies that are out there. Are they Christmas movies or are they not? And we're talking, of course, about Die Hard, for instance, and others like it. Well, we'll be talking a little bit more about them as we go through the show. A big hello to everybody up there at number 17, the Cafe Bistro and Gift Shop up there in Dipton. Hello, Debbie. Hello, world. Hello, number 17. Give us a wave. Come on, then. Oh, okay, then don't bother. I'm going to dedicate this one to everybody who's sitting having a coffee, a latte, a flat white, an Americano, or just a cup of tea and a slice of cake up there at number 17. It's Harry Belafonte.
Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time. My girl's name is Sonora, I tell you friends I adore her. And when she dances, oh brother, she's a hurricane in all kinds of weather. Jump in the line, rock your body and time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body and time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body and time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body and time. Whoop! Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Whoop! Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time. You can talk about cha-cha, tango, waltz, or the rumba. Sinora's dance has no title. You jump in the saddle, hold on to the bridle. Jump in the line, rock your body and time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body. Rock your body, child. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Somebody help me. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Oh. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line. Yeah. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time. Sinora, she's a sensation, the reason for aviation. And fellas, you got to watch it. When she wind up, she bottom, she go like a rocket. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body in time. Heist those skirts a little higher. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Off the chimney, jump in the line, rock your body in time. Whoa! Shake, 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 Sinora. Shake your body line. Work, 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 Sinora. Work it all the time. Dance, 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 Sinora. Dance it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora. Work it all the time. Sinora dances calypso. Left to right is the tempo. And when she gets the sensation, she go up in the air, come down in slow motion. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Somebody help me. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Oh! Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora.
Listen this, ladies and gentlemen. A party going on in the Caribbean tonight. I don't want you to miss the flight. Original cockroach bacon.
All night and I drink a rum. Daylight come and we wanna move. Stack the banana till the morning come. Daylight come and we wanna go home. Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana. Daylight come and we wanna go home. Come,
Hey, I played that because, well, in a few weeks' time, I'll be in the Caribbean. I won't be doing a disco show, but I'll certainly be knocking a rum back or two. Yes, my wife and I are off to the Caribbean in January to our favourite little island, Barbados, to spend some time with our friends out there. Going to be great. It's going to be great. Talking of flying away, how many times have you watched Home Alone at Christmas? Probably a lot, because it's been hammered to death, hasn't it? Is it a Christmas movie? Of course it is. Voted one of the best Christmas movies ever. Don't think that myself, but hey, there you go. But have you ever wondered why Kevin was never missed? One of the things I've always thought about was, hang on, he has a kid who gets left behind. Mum and dad fly off to wherever they're going in their aeroplane, and suddenly someone says, hang on, where's Kevin? How would you lose an 8-year-old kid? Strange, but true. Some fans of the show have suddenly discovered something that they've never seen before. Remember the scene when Buzz was messing around in the McAllister's house and pretending to throw up so Kevin could get his cheese pizza which had been eaten? Of course, Kevin tackled Buzz and was left in trouble. The fight caused milk to spill all over the plane tickets and passports. Peter's dad cleaned up the mess and threw away what he thought was the used dirty tissues. But if you look closely in the shot of the bin, you can clearly see Peter also accidentally binned Kevin's plane ticket. Yeah. So next time you watch it, look for that bin bit and you'll see American Airlines with Kevin written on it in the bin. If you're a big fan of the show, you'll be watching it now. You'll rewind it until you see that. It's the pizza scene. Yeah, so Peter is to blame for Kevin not making the flight, and eagle-eyed fans have rushed to X, formerly Twitter or whatever it was called, and say, well, I watched 1,000 times, probably 1 billion times, but today I was today old when I realised that the family threw out Kevin's plane ticket during the pizza debacle. That's why no one figured out he was gone early at the airport. Well, even so, I mean, you'd be flying around, wouldn't you? This is something that always bug me. You'd be you're on the way to the airport, you're in a panic, you're in a stress, you know, you double-check, triple-check, triple-check and double-check, then you cross-check, that you've got everything, including your kids. You would, wouldn't you? Notwithstanding the fact, even if they didn't do that, they got on the airplane, Kevin, all he had to do was go to the local police station and say, my mum and dad have left us behind. Yeah, it doesn't take Einstein to work that one out, but oh no, not this Kevin. No, he had a different plan, didn't he? He wanted to stay at home and, well, chase off the burglars and stuff and have fun. Just my thoughts. So, over the Christmas period, if you are watching Home Alone, don't forget to look out for the eagle-eyed of you. Look out for the AA tickets in the bin with the pizza. Onwards, upwards, upwards and onwards. It's the Diamonds, Little Darling.
Novella, that my lover was just for you.
My darling, I need you to call my own and never do wrong. To hold in mind your little hand, I'll know too soon that all is so grand. Please hold my hand.
My head, you're up. I was wrong to try. That my lover was just for you.
Ooh, you.
Hey, Down in the Boondocks is a track I haven't played ever, never. Billy Joe Royale in Down in the Boondocks goes back to the 60s, that one. Great track. Right, we're talking about Christmas movies, but if you all do that, I just want to talk about the wind. My goodness gracious me, hasn't it been windy? And I don't mean the Brussels sprouts you've been eating of late. No, 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 no. Trees down, damaged. The shed across the road from us blew over, and it had only been erected about 6 months ago. The guy had spent an awful lot of money with this metal shed, this like tin shed thing. Even put a hard standing down, put it on, fastened it down, bolted it down, did all the necessary stuff to put his motorbike in. And at 5 o'clock on Thursday morning, the wind got it and gone. Off it went. Yeah, so there you go. Happy days. Right, let's talk about some Christmas movies. Christmas obviously is just around the corner. So what are you going to be settling down to watch on Christmas Day? And is it indeed a Christmas movie? Well, we're going to be talking about some of the great Christmas movies that are definitely on the Christmas movie list. And to start off with, it's 1946, It's a Wonderful Life. It's tinged with magical passages, buckets of goodwill, and in an alternate plot with a disturbing kind of Black Mirror episode. It's a tribute to the effects of small-town do-gooder James Stewart in his most beloved role, and he cements the idea that is Christmas is a time for giving. There you go. So there's a one to watch. Now, I hadn't watched it, and there is a colour version of it now. I hadn't watched it at all until a couple of years ago. My wife and I said, what's all this malarkey about It's a Wonderful Life? So we sat down and we watched it. And it's a great movie. What a great feel-good movie. It's got everything in there. It's got ghosts, it's got sadness, it's got happiness, it's got all sorts. Also in the movie lineup, and we talked about this over recent days, is Die Hard 1988. Yes, it's up there. Yes, it's up there with the hot dog sandwiches and a cereal of soup. It's one of those goofy lines that people start thinking, is it, is it not? Well, it is. It is a Christmas movie. It's been deemed to be so. It takes place on Christmas Eve, for goodness sake. So it must be a Christmas movie. Bruce Willis at his finest. Alan Rickman, of course, at his finest as well. And it's all about, well, theft, isn't it? It's all about money. Last night, or the night before, I can't remember which one it was now, I sat down and I watched Die Hard with a Vengeance, where Rickman's brother, or, you know, on-screen brother, as it were, comes back and robs the bank in the middle of New York City. Anyway, let's drop back to 1984, another great movie, another Christmas movie. Plenty of Christmas presents come with instructions, yet none are so ominous than the following. Never expose them to bright light, never add water, and crucially, never feed them after midnight. It is, of course, Gremlins 1984. It's voted one of the greatest movies of Christmas of all times, but it's, for me, it doesn't top Elf. 2003, Will Ferrell, the overgrown child, hilariously compliments the comedy, and he goes to New York City and looking for his dad, doesn't he? He's an elf, but he's not. He's a fully grown man. Oh, there's an abundance of heart and soul. The story cherishes holiday cheer, and it's, one of those things that I just love. It is one of my favourite movies. And of course, to reciprocate, you've also got Bad Santa 2003. Yes, Billy Bob Thornton in his great title role. He's a bad Santa, he's a naughty Santa, and it's absolutely brilliant. And of course, not forgetting, in 1990 we were treated to Home Alone. Yes, Home Alone. Macaulay Culkin playing that little boy who gets left behind in his house. Oh, bless his cotton socks. Y'all, it's me, George Sharon. We'll be speaking of a few more Christmas movies during the course of the show. And if you've got a favourite Christmas movie, get in touch with us. Let us know at your Daily Drop with George.
The closer you get, the better you look, baby. The better you look, the more I want you. When you turn on your smile, I feel my heart go wild. I'm like a child with a brand new toy, and I get the sweetest feeling, honey, the sweetest. Baby, the sweetest. Loving you. The deeper you touch me, baby. The deeper your touch, the more you thrill me.
greater your love, the stronger you hold me, baby. The stronger you hold, the more I need you. With every passing day, I love you more in every way. I'm in love to stay, and I wanna say, I get the, baby, the sweetest, honey, the sweetest, loving you.
Well, if you go to San Francisco, yeah, be sure to put some flowers in your hair. Right, we're talking about Christmas movies. But before I do a few hellos, a big hello to Claire Reed, who, she's driving around and doing her thing with her dogs. She looks after the kids next door, and we always like to say a big hello to Claire. So, hello, Claire. I do hope I find you well, and, not too bothered about this wind. Anne Evans, down there in the Isle of Wight, a big hello to you as well. Ellis Gregory, who's home on leave from the Royal Navy, serving on board HMS Aon Duke, is currently at home with his family and friends, looking forward to Christmas. Brandon Prinny. Brandon is across there in Gateshead, right next to the Angel, by the way. He looks out his window every morning, sees the Angel of the North. What a great sight. Who else we've got? Gary Nugent. Nah, Gary's a bit under the weather, he says. Not feeling too well today, George, but listening to your music and having fun all the way. Yeah, I'm sure you are. I think what he's trying to say is he's having runs all the way. Maybe he's not, maybe he is. A big hello to Anna Ray as well, down there in Sunnyside. Anna's a good friend of ours, a great singer. We played some of her tracks here on the station. And, she'll be out there doing her thing, gigging between now and Christmas. Jeff, out there in the island of Lanzarote and White Beach, a big hello to you. And, of course, Bernard Campbell as well, down there in the south of England. Hello to you all. I do hope you are having a great day. And, what is your favourite movie? Well, let's look at some more. A Christmas Story, 1983. Haven't seen it myself. Apparently it's about a little lad called Ralphie Parker and he likes guns. Don't know anything about it, never watched it. Nah, not really my cup of tea. But Edward Scissorhands, remember that? But can you remember how long ago was Edward Scissorhand hit our screens? Well, 30-odd years ago, 1990, ladies and gentlemen. It was the very first outing for Johnny Depp, and, he proved to the world that he was more than just a set of cheekbones, didn't he? Yes. He had those big, long scissors for hands, didn't he? And it was, of course, playing alongside Winona Ryder as well, who was dancing around Ives Sculptors, if I remember rightly. 1982 saw the Snowman hit our screens with I'm Walking in the Hay. Got nominated for Oscars and all sorts, that one. Yeah, I'm walking. Yeah, I'm not going to do it again. And one that I haven't actually seen, but it was small-time crook Robert Downey Jr. hits Hollywood with his crime-written comedy. And it also has Val Kilmer in there as a private investigator hired to give the wannabe actor a background role. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, 2005. Can't say I've seen it. Don't know much about it. But going back to 1965, those of you who have a certain age, I was three, you might remember as, Charlie Brown's Christmas. Remember Charlie Brown, that lovable little character with peanuts and stuff like that? Yeah. Oh, dear me. Anyway, coming further forward, 1992, Batman Returns. That's another Christmas movie that people love. Tim Burton's second stab at the Caped Crusader. Michelle Pfeiffer featured in that one as well, in her leather little thing, which got a few dads sitting down at Christmas Day to watch it. Yeah. Not me, of course. And, of course, 1998. I have seen this one. It's great. Bill Murray excels portraying the smug, sarcastic, cranky old Scrooge. We'll be talking a few more right after this.
I will follow him, follow him wherever he may go. There isn't an ocean too deep, a mountain so high it can't keep me away. I must follow him. Ever since he touched my hand, I knew that near him I always must be, and nothing can keep him from me. He is my destiny. Follow him wherever he may go. There isn't an ocean too deep, a mountain so high it can keep me away, away from my love. I love him, I love him, I love him, and when he goes, I'll follow, I'll follow, I'll follow. He'll always be my true love, my true love, my true love, from now until forever, forever, forever. I will follow him, follow him wherever he may go. There isn't an ocean too deep, a mountain so high you can't keep me away, away from my love. And where he goes, I follow, I follow, I follow. I know I'll always love him, I love him, I love him. And where he goes,
going out with him?
Well, there she is. Let's ask her.
Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Mm-hmm. Gee, it must be great riding with him.
Is he picking you up after school today?
Mm-mm.
By the way, where'd you meet him?
I met him at the candy store. He turned around and smiled at me. You get the picture?
Yes, we see.
That's when I fell for
the leader of the pack.
Folks are always putting him down,
down,
down. They say he came from the wrong side of town.
What do you mean when you say that he came from the wrong side of town?
They told me he was bad, but I knew he was sad. That's why I fell for
the leader of the pack.
One day my dad said, find someone new. I had to tell my Jimmy with
what you mean when you say that you better go find somebody new.
He stood there and asked me why, but all I could do was cry. I'm sorry I hurt you,
leader of the pack.
Sort of small, and kissed me goodbye. The tears were beginning to show. As he drove away on that rainy night, I begged him to go slow. And what he heard, I'll never know.
I felt so helpless, what could I do? Remembering all things we've been through. In school they all stop and stare. I can't have her tears, but I don't care. I'll never forget him,
the leader of the pack.
Woo! summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, if that's all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Summer in the city. Hey, I tell you what, look at the time. Never mind summer in the city. What about winter in the winter? And we're getting to the top of the hour. Y'all, it's me, George Aaron. It is the Daily Drop. A big hello to you, wherever you are. I'm just enjoying another cup of tea to keep me warm. I have to say, it hasn't got particularly cold of late, but that said, it has been particularly windy, has it not? Trees down, roofs blown open. I don't know. The shed across the road's gone. Yeah, it's just gone. Right, we're talking about Christmas movies, and we're talking about 1998, we're talking about Bill Murray and Scrooged. It was a kind of a modern-day satire of A Christmas Carol, wasn't it? And, well, it was absolutely brilliant. It followed on from Groundhog Day, of course. Murray was a callous TV executive, and, well, his universe, I think we'll probably want to call it, decides to teach him a lesson, yeah, on goodwill and merriment towards men, because he was a bit of a Scrooge, wasn't he? He wasn't giving anybody time off. He was kind of like a bit awful, a bit nasty, wasn't he? And he's visited by the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and whatever. And it's a cab driver, isn't he? Remember the cab driver. Anyway, another one there, Eight Women, 2001. Haven't seen it myself, singing, dancing, over emotion on Christmas, whatever. Those eight women happen to be Catherine Deneuve, Daniel Darouche, Isabel Humpert. Never heard of them. No idea who they are. I'm not even going to pronounce all the names. Anyway, let's move on before I embarrass myself with trying to pronounce women's names that I don't understand. The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, 2005. Yes. What a classic that was. It's been out every Christmas for God knows how long. But The Snowy Christmas Treat is based on C.S. Lewis's novel. Indeed, A Dream World of Magic. There's both a Father Christmas and a White Witch. Yeah, there is. Of course, we can't forget Miracle on 34th Street. Came out in 1947, and it's the ultimate cuddly Christmas afternoon movie. Yes. Kris Kringle must prove that he's Santa Claus, not least to a young book girl, played by Natalie Wood, who has lost the true meaning of Christmas. Aww. One that I really enjoyed. Is it a Christmas movie? Of course it is. It's In Bruges, 2008. Martin McDonagh's breakthrough as a writer and director. It's about two mismatched hitmen, Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson, and they're forced to spend the holidays hiding out in a Belgian tourist town after a hit goes wrong. quite a funny one as well. The Shop Around the Corner, another masterpiece out there, ready for Christmas. It's really underrated, but it's well worth watching. What else we got on here? The Muppets Christmas Carol. 1992 that was out. Michael Caine plays Scrooge of all things. Michael Caine's never a Scrooge. And Gonzo is the great Charles Dickens. Kermit the Frog is Bob Cratchit. And just three of the many reasons that this witty, warm-hearted, funny movie takes the immortal story forward into a, well, into a new dimension. Let's just say that. We'll be talking a few more Christmas movies. There's some great ones out there, isn't there? I don't know what's on this Christmas, but some of them could do with being dragged out of the closet. I'm sure Miracle on 34th Street or 42nd Street or whatever it is, and the other one, The Christmas Carol, I'm fairly certain they'll be out there. Anyway, taken from a movie that's out there now. I watched it again last night. It's in black and white. It's called Belfast. It's out there now. Find it on Netflix if you haven't seen it. It was on ITV last night. Brilliant movie. Have a listen to this.
Hearts on a string, keeping her when they go. I went away just when you need me so. You won't regret, I've come back begging you. Won't you forget, welcome love he wants you. Open up your eyes, then you realize, here I stand with my everlasting love. Need you by my side, love to be my pride. You'll never be denied, everlasting love. From the very start, open up your heart.
Show that everyone's talking about.
I like it because the music is just great. Lots of chat and lots of gossip and lots of interaction, all of it.
I think they're very good.
From the depths of downtown County Durham, it's The Daily Drop with George Herron.
Come now.
Walking with a love, with a love that's so, so fine. Never to be mine, no matter how I try. You never walk. She comes now, and then it comes as no surprise to me, with another guy. Well, here comes my baby. Here she comes now, walking with a love, with a love that's so, so fine. Never to be mine, no matter how I try. Baby, here she come now. And then it comes as no surprise to me, with another guy. Well, here come my baby, here she come now. Walking with a love that's so, so fine. I'm never to be mine, no matter how I
You're probably more familiar with the Beach Boys doing that one, but hey, that was Chicory Tip, Baba 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 Baran. Right, we're talking about Christmas movies and some of the great ones out there. And now, Hideous Christmas Jumpers weren't always considered cool like they are today. Oh, no, 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 no. Remember Renee Zellweger, Bridget Jones? Yeah, her less than pleasant reaction when she saw her potential love interest, that Mark Doss, wearing a Christmas sweater with reindeer face on the front. Remember that? Well, that's probably where it all kicked off. That's probably where all the Christmas jumper thing kicked off. 2001, Bridget Jones' Diary. It's up there with some of the greatest movies of Christmas, as well as You Got Mail, 1998. Yes, our old friend. Yes, Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan. Remember that one? Yeah, You've Got Mail. I haven't seen it myself, but apparently it's a really good movie. 1983 saw us with Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy in Trading Places. That's a great comedy one. The Harsh Reality realities of global economy, but it can't be bothered to troll through the textbooks. It's a comical satire. Eddie Murphy, the streetwise hustler who switches his life with Dan Aykroyd, and becomes a Wall Street whatever it is, money bags. Arthur Christmas 2011, that's up there as well. Christmas Day for Arthur, Son of Sant. Yes, that was one of those, the very first, wasn't it? Not one of the very first, but very early, one of those animation ones, wasn't it? Christmas Carol, of course. Well, Charles Dickens' much-loved story. You can't go out without a Christmas Carol. That goes back to 1938, when it first hit the screens in black and white. And in 1942, not soon after, A Holiday Inn, yes. Fred Astaire and Bing Crosby sing and dance their way into the ladies' hearts. A Holiday Inn, remember that? Die Hard 2, of course. That's the one with the airplane that crashes on the runway. That's a Christmas movie. Well, it has to be. It's snowing, isn't it? And While You Were Sleeping, 1995. Sandra Bullock in her most lovable of the thing through the rom-com. And it's a Chicago subway worker who rescues the man of his dreams by an oncoming train, only to fall in love with him. Oh, bless his cotton socks. Remember that one? And then there was that one. Remember About a Boy, 2002? Hugh Grant, yes. Remember that? Oh, my goodness. I bet that's on this Christmas as well. Anyway, we'll come back to some Christmas movies in a wee while. Big hello to everybody wherever you are. Big hello to everybody on the island of Lanzarote. And a big hello to Mark, Gemma and the kids who are flying off to Tenerife today to start their rare Christmas vacation out on the island with a bit of sunshine. Not that I'm jealous, of course, but hey, I hope it rains. No, I don't. Have a great time, guys. Onwards, upwards, it's Manfred Mann.
Just a walking down the street singing.
Do I did it, did it, dum, did it, do.
Popping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing.
Do I did it, dum, did it, do.
She looked good,
look good.
She looked fine.
Look fine.
She looked good, she looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing.
Do I did it, did it, dum, did it, do.
Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing.
Do I did it, did it, dum, did it, do.
We walk on,
walk on
to my door.
My door.
We walk on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Whoa, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing.
Do I did it, come, did it, do.
Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing.
Do I did it, come, did it, do.
Well, I'm hurt.
She's mine.
She's mine. I'm hers.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing. So happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing.
Do I did it, did it, I mean, did it, do.
Well, I'm hers,
I'm hers.
She's mine,
she's mine.
I'm hers,
she's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Oh, 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 oh yeah.
Do I did it, did it, dumb, did it, do.
We'll sing it.
Do I did it.
Of the dreams I hold is a babe.
Right, onwards, upwards, upwards and onwards. Look at the time, my goodness gracious me. We're past the first hour. We've only got 45 minutes left. We've got loads of movies to talk about. Meet Me in St. Louis, 1944. Remember that one? Judy Garland, yeah. It was a lovely little... it was about the World Fair or something, wasn't it? It was a musical set about the World Fair, 1904, something like that, if I remember rightly. Cheery little one. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, 1989. One of my favourites, yes. Where the Madcap family decide they're going to have the perfect Christmas. He wants the house lit up. Chevy Chase at his finest, I think, with Clark Griswold, his altered ego. I can't tell you what, I could watch that now. What a great movie. What a great movie. Do you remember Laurel and Hardy? Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. Babes in Toyland, 1934. And it's a sad tale, you know, and you know the true story of Laurel and Hardy, how they signed for, like, a contract for, you know, one-offs. We'll pay you for the movie. And the movie directors walked away with millions and millions and millions, and they only got paid for the movie. Never got any royalties or anything. Died very much paupers, both of them. 1983, Mickey's Christmas Carol, of course, a lovely remake, Oscar nominated as well, and yeah, Mickey plays Bob Cratchit, and Scrooge McDuck is the selfish boss. Goofy is in there as well. Jiminy Cricket is in there. Oh my goodness gracious me, there's all sorts in there. White Christmas, of course, Bing Crosby, you can't get far with that, couldn't you? One of the first Technicolor inspired movies. 1954, of course, and it was when Christmas was kind of all about musicals and dancing, wasn't it? Danny Kaye, of course, was in that one as well. What else we got going on here? Some of the ones I don't even recognise. Lethal Weapon, was that your Christmas movie? Somehow, I don't know, maybe, could be. It is on the list, yes, it's on the list there, of course. Mel Gibson and Danny Glover, of course. That's up there. And then one, remember Love Actually? Remember Love Actually? 2003, yes. Oh my goodness gracious me, yes. Alan Rickman's philandering, Hugh Grant being there as the Prime Minister. Oh, Bill Nye's aging rock star song, remember that? My goodness gracious me. I do actually have, and I might play it later on, I do have actually Bill Nye's version of the Christmas All Love Is All Around Us Christmas one, so I might dig that one out as well. Of course, who could forget 2004, The Polar Express, that's out there, one of the animated ones, of course, that's out there now. And well, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, going back to 1964. Wow, some great movies there. Anyway, onwards, upwards, upwards and onwards. You're listening to me, George Aaron. It is The Daily Drop, and this is, well, The Candyman. Taken from one of the greatest movies of Christmas, it is, of course, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Take the sunrise, sprinkle it with dew, cover it with chocolate, add a miracle or two. The Candyman, the Candyman can. The Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love to make the world taste good. Who can take a rainbow, wrap it in a sign, soak it in the sun and make a strawberry lemon pie? The Candyman,
the Candyman,
the Candyman can,
the Candyman can.
The Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love to make the world taste good.
The
Candyman makes everything he bakes satisfying and delicious. Talk about your childhood wishes, you can even eat the dishes. Who can take tomorrow?
Dream.
Separate the sorrow and collect up all the cream. The Candyman,
the Candyman,
the Candyman can,
the Candyman can,
the Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love to make the world taste good. Tree. Separate
separate the sorrow and collective all the cream. The candy man.
The candy man.
The candy man can.
The candy man can.
The candy man can. Cause he mixes it with love to make the world taste good.
Make the world taste good.
The candy man can. Cause he mixes it with love to make the world taste good. The candy man can. Cause he mixes it with love.
Late last night, the things we didn't say felt so right. I know I'm easily led.
But nothing ever happened like this before. You open the door, I think I like it more and more.
And suddenly, how unexpected but plain to see. Our lives connected in a blinding flash of love. I saw the light. And if I know how easy loving you has grown and grown, I think you feel it too. Now I'm awake, I still remember late last night.
Late last night.
Oh, I'm awake, I still remember late
last night.
Oh, why'd I have to live so many empty years before you came along? I know I won't regret it, I'm willing to take a minute and still be shining bright when all the rest have gone.
At last I see the way your love is too supposed to be. I think you always knew that from now on everything's gonna turn out right.
Turn out right.
Though I'm awake, I still remember late
last night.
Still remember late last night.
The Daily Drop with George Heron.
Thank you.
Hey, I tell you what, aren't we playing some toe tappers today? My goodness gracious me. You'll have been wiggling your bum on the bus, tapping your toes in number 17 and doing all sorts of stuff. And, well, why not indeed? It's Friday. It's the Friday before Christmas. And it's a feel-good Friday because, well, there's no work tomorrow, no work on Sunday, no work on Monday. Hey, and if you're lucky, you'll get Tuesday off as well. Oh, happy days, happy days. All right, we're talking about movies, but what's actually on over the Christmas period? Well, today sees iRobot on Channel 4. BBC Two is showing Do the Right Thing. What else we got? Carol's on Film 4 as well. What else we got? Megamind's on Film 4. Bumblebee's on Film 4. Deadpool 2 and Skyscraper all on Film 4. Love Actually's on Sky Showcase. And The Bad Boys for Life is on RTC 1. BBC Two showing The Magnificent 7. TCG 4 is Gangs of London, and The House of Gucci is also on BBC Two. Saving Private Ryan is RTE Two as well. What else we got going on here? Hey, there's loads going on, isn't there? Well worth watching. Well worth watching. Saturday, what have we got going on Saturday? Well, Mrs. Brown's Boys, Da Movie, is on BBC One. It was a bit of a flop, that. People didn't really get that one. Daddy's Home is on Channel 4, as well as Blockers on Film 4. What else we got on BBC Two? Jesus Christ Superstar. Film 4 also shows Kung Fu Panda. And we've got A Christmas Carousel on 4. E4's A Dog's Purpose. And again, Channel 4's Film 4, Dragon Ball Evolution. What else we got? A Boy Called Christmas, Twinkle All the Way. Casablanca is on BBC Two, and Scrooge, oh, we've just been talking about that, Scrooge is on Channel 4 on Saturday. Hey, Mrs. Doubtfire's on there as well. Grease is also on Saturday as well, and It's a Wonderful Life, it had to be there, didn't it, on Channel 4, the black and white version, of course. James Stewart in his finest, It's a Wonderful Life. BBC One's going to be showing Paddington, and Channel 4, Film 4 is going to be shown The Day After Tomorrow, and Sky Showcase The Polar Express. Some of the ones we've already been talking about. Die Hard's on there as well on BBC 4. Hey, Ghostbusters 2, there's some great movies on, isn't there? And what about Christmas Eve? What's going on Christmas Eve? Christmas Eve, Big Mama's House, Predator, Cleo, Breakfast at Tiffany's, Shrek Forever, Sonic the Hedgehog, Deck the Halls, Annie's on there, White Christmas, The Goonies. Hey, you guys! I'll be watching that one. That's a great movie, that one. The Cat in the Hat, Miracle on 34th Street, American in Paris, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Definitely going to be watching that one. Definitely going to be watching that one. And one, we were just talking about this the other day. We were just talking about this to a friend of ours who'd never seen it, The Young Offenders. If you've never seen The Young Offenders, you have missed out on a big one. But it's on Christmas Eve. There you go. Find it in your local TV times or whatever they call it.
Again and again, yeah. So are they there? they do.
They smile in your face
all the time. They wanna take your place. The backstabbers.
You know what? I was just saying, we've had some right toe-tappers today, haven't we? That was, of course, the Carpenters' Sweet, Sweet Smile. Oh, and, well, I'm looking forward to the Christmas break. I don't know about you guys, but the year kind of rolls on, and we just take each day as it comes, each week as it comes. But then we get to a certain point where, you know, everyone just goes absolutely crackers. Wants everything now, wants everything yesterday, you know, and you're under a lot of pressure. I run a business, as you know, which creates embroidery and T-shirts and caps and stuff. And everyone wants everything. Can we have it yesterday? We even got an order yesterday morning. Can we have it by the 24th? Well, unless you're going to... You could have it if you want to drive up and pick it up, but they lived in Devon. So how am I going to get it to Devon by the 24th? You tell me that one. I don't know. Last minute. We even had a woman phoned us up because we do engraving as well. She had a very, very expensive Tiffany set of jewels and she wanted me to engrave them. Now, I do engraving, but, you know, when somebody hands me a really, really expensive Tiffany set, it's like, no, you're all right. because if you get it wrong, I mean, I am insured, don't get me wrong, but if you get it wrong, it's like, oh my goodness gracious, not only have you spoiled something really expensive, but you've also ruined someone's Christmas present. So I declined that one. I said, look, you know, I'd love to help you out, but no. I'm not going to go down that route. Not in a million years. Well, have you got all your Christmas presents all sorted out? Have you got everything ready for the happy day? Ready for the big day? Christmas puts a lot of pressure on everybody, doesn't it? You know, we have to, you know, spend money that we probably don't have on presents that we probably can't afford for people that, in some cases, we don't like. You know what I mean? But it's one of those things. It's one of those things where you just have to sort of like, you know, suck it up and say, yeah, whatever. Christmas, isn't it, really? It is. I'm going to play you a track now. I love this track. I'm going to play it because, well, it gives me a warm feeling. As you all know, my wife and I, we're going off to the Caribbean now. This isn't the Caribbean.